From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Will, we have to spend some time on last week's challenge because there were two errors in it. Let's begin. What was the challenge the way that you gave it?
Well, it came from a listener, and I said, name a well-known actor, four letters in the first name, seven in the last name, whose name contains all six vowels, A, E, I, O, U, and Y, once each. And as a hint, I said, it's a current actor everyone knows.
And the errors.
Well, the intended answer was Tobey Maguire, T-O-B-Y-M-A-G-U-I-R-E. Such a great discovery. The only problem is Toby spells his name with an E, T-O-B-E-Y.
A lot of people got confused by it, but a lot of people got the answer anyway. We had about 200 listeners who came up with the answer, and our winner, selected from the correct answers, is Sherry Hefner from San Antonio, Texas. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Leanne. Hi, Will.
Hi there.
Did you have a lot of problems with this one?
No, not really. Actually, celebrities is my forte, so it couldn't have been more perfect. I just sat down thinking about the seven vowels and went through my People Almanac 2002, and by the time I got to the end page, it just popped out at me, and I had looked at the internet and knew about the mistake. It had been put on there about the extra vowel, and so I knew for sure I had the right one because it fit that criteria as well.
Well, the beautiful thing about this segment is there's always another one. So, but first, you get to play, and have you been a puzzle player a long time?
I'd say at least 4 or 5 years.
Ah, great. You love them, right?
Oh, they're my Sunday morning. If I don't get that fix, I'm distraught.
All right. Well, sounds like you are ready to play. So, Will, please meet Sherry. And what do you have for us this week?
All right, Sherry and Leanne, every answer today is a familiar proverb or saying. I'm going to give you rhymes for the first and last words. You tell me the proverb or saying. For example, if I said lake pines, you would say make hay while the sun shines. Lake rhyming with make and mines with shines.
Need you, Leanne.
Yeah, I'm going to need you, Sherry.
This is a good puzzle for two people. Here's number one, book heap. Book heap. It's just four words.
Mm-hmm. Is it something about sleep?
No.
Is it look?
There you
look
go.
Look before you leap.
Look
Thank
before you,
Leanne.
You leap. Good.
See, teamwork.
Number two, sleuth diction. Sleuth diction.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
Excellent. Number three, levity bit. Levity bit.
Levity bit?
Yeah, B-I-T.
Brevity.
Uh-huh.
Is,
yes. Yes.
I don't know that proverb.
The soul of wit.
There you go. That was real teamwork.
That
there.
Is, yeah.
Half and half.
Wetter lever. Wetter lever.
Better?
Yeah.
Better late than never.
Better late than never. Good. Dove sound. Dove sound.
Probably love makes the world go round.
There you go. Good job. Side wall. Side wall.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yes. Comes from the Bible, I think.
Oh, pride goeth.
Pride before the fall.
Yeah, pride goeth before the fall.
Thank you again, Leanne.
Thank you, Sherry.
Weak mind. Weak mind. It's just five words.
Find.
Find is it?
Oh, seek.
Seek and ye shall find.
Yeah. Seek and ye shall find. Ooh, you guys are good. Tools shed. Tools shed.
Fools.
Fools is right.
Fools rush in.
There you go.
Where something fears to tread.
Where angels fear to
angels,
tread.
Angels, thank you.
Try this one. Foam spray. Foam spray.
Home?
And you might think it starts with home, but it does not.
It does not, right. Naturally, that would be too easy.
Right. Rome?
Yes.
And what was the last word?
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Rome wasn't built in a day. Good job. And here's your last one, parking site. Parking site. Only four words.
Barking dogs are worse than their bite?
Well,
or,
a barking dog seldom bites.
Seldom bite.
Okay.
I was going to say barking dogs don't bite. Sherry.
Good job.
Oh, my. That was a workout, wasn't it, Leah?
It was, but don't you feel good? Aren't those endorphins running now?
I know, after this exercise?
Well, we're going to send you some things for being our guest today. You'll get that all-important Fogold Weekend lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. So, Sherry, what's your public radio station?
KSTX.
In
San Antonio.
All right. Well, Sherry Hefner joining us from San Antonio, Texas. What great fun. Thanks a lot for playing with us today.
Thank you both so much.
Okay. Now, Will, what's the challenge? And I'm sure you've got an editor on this one. What's the challenge you have for us to work on this week?
Well, you know, spoonerism is a bit of wordplay where you switch the initial consonant sounds of one phrase to make another. For example, right lane is a spoonerism of light rain. Now, think of a familiar two-word phrase, five letters in each word, that names an article of apparel. Spoonerize it, and you'll get another familiar two-word phrase, also five letters in each word, that means burst of energy. And I'll give you a hint, the article of apparel is an entry in certain dictionaries. So again, a familiar two-word phrase, 5-5, that names an article of apparel. Spoonerize it, and you'll get another familiar two-word phrase, also 5-5, that means burst of energy. What phrases are these?
Okay, when you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts, who joined us from New York. There's also information on our website, npr.org. Hey, Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Leah.